I've had cause to go back and look a couple of times on my phone through the week. I was really taken by the haka, the unexpected nature of the performance last Friday night here in Auckland, and as part of the Indigenous Round. I guess everybody's seen it now. And then yesterday as well, was reminded how Ma'a Nonu respectfully stood as the All Blacks performed their haka and then laid one down himself. And while it might seem a little unusual, we've asked Scotty Morrison if he might just join us for a moment to discuss how appropriate that was and how we all carry the right to lay down a haka when we feel the time is right. And Scotty, thanks for joining us on the program, mate. Tēnā koe.
Tēnā koe, yeah. Good to just pop in and have a bit of a chat with you about this one, because I was taken by it too, to tell you the truth, Dale.
But it's a nice touch, though, wasn't it? And I know that he sought almost permission to do it, but I mean, that was respectful, but he perhaps needn't have bothered. Is it something that, I mean, there's a timing issue too, because this is international rugby and televised issues. So what did you make of the fact that he made some overtures about whether it would be appropriate or not, but ultimately it came down to a feeling that he had, you know, in the moment? Talk to us about a single man haka and how, what was going on in his thinking, do you think, Scotty?
Yeah, first, I think he followed the right tikanga in terms of how he approached it. So it was genuine, it was meaningful, and you could tell that it was something that he wanted to perform to show his respect for what the All Blacks represent and what the haka represents for the All Blacks, and how the haka galvanizes the All Blacks, it unites the All Blacks, and it gives the All Blacks a uniqueness that no other team has in the world. And so I think it's a really good reflection that he thought about the tikanga of it. It's a good reflection of how the All Blacks have embraced the haka. And I reflect back to when we all got recruited to do an Adidas ad, and it was before one of the Rugby World Cups. And Rock Morihu was the face of the Adidas ad, and we had just performed at one of the Matatini, might have been around 94, 96, or a bit later than that. And we all came together to do an Adidas ad, and it was there that we were invited into the All Blacks camp, and so some of the boys went over and actually made a couple of changes in the actions for kamate and spoke to them about kamate, but really spoke to them about how the haka holistically can be a superpower for them. And I think right from that time, they became really serious about how they treat the haka and how they can utilize tikanga Māori and the haka itself as something to be utilized to their advantage. And ever since then, they have been very respectful and very meticulous around their tikanga, and they've had really mandated, qualified tikanga Māori people go in and speak to them about how to operate and utilise tikanga Māori to their advantage. And I think that's why what Ma'a Nonu, that experience he had in the All Blacks and how they embrace the tikanga and how they acknowledge the tikanga and how they respect tikanga Māori and realise that it can be something really, really powerful for them, that he goes through the tikanga too before he does his own haka back to them. And I think it's a reflection of how the All Blacks have embraced our tikanga Māori and how they've utilised the haka. And the haka and the way Ma'a performed it and his reply to the All Blacks, you could just tell it was moving for everyone, not just people watching. You look at some of those faces in the All Black team as the camera goes across them and receiving the haka from Ma'a Nonu, a legend of the game here in Aotearoa. And, you know, even people like Ruben Love, they're just almost crying because it means so much to them. And so I think a very poignant moment in the history of rugby here in Aotearoa. Another one to add to the collection of poignant moments.
Yeah, I thought it was very special as well. So we all carry the right to lay down a haka. Out of curiosity, mate, I saw the guys, the Aussie boys, standing in solidarity at the back of the Warriors haka. It's appropriate for Aussie boys to join in too, once they feel that they are up to it. There's no barrier. I mean, Ma'a you know, his whakapapa lines out into the wider Pacific. I don't know if he's got whakapapa Māori, might have. But what would you say to some of those Aussie boys had they laid down and ripped into it as well? Tika?
What? Tika. I mean, if you look across the Matatini stage, there's a lot of non-Māori who perform in the Matatini groups.
Sure.
And haka has never been something that we've ring-fenced. A lot of our culture, we've never ring-fenced it. We've never told people that it's not for them and the wider community and other ethnicities and other groups of people who want to participate, they're most welcome. We always say we've always crossed the bridge to other cultures, but people are always a bit reluctant and a bit nervous to cross the bridge to ours, and it's just about taking that step. And sometimes being in a rugby team and participating in a haka through the vehicle of a rugby team, that can bring everybody together and galvanise people and unite people. And it's a safe and comfortable way for people to enter into the world of haka. So if you think about Australians, I mean, obviously they didn't feel confident enough to perform it with the Warriors at that, and gee, they did a wonderful performance, I must say. You would have had to be, you know, had your A game on in terms of haka to perform it with those fellas, with Dallin and with Fish and all those guys who performed it, Aaron Clark, you know, geez, what a great performance. So you'd want to be at that level, standing with them and doing the haka with them. So I think what I've heard from the coaching staff and from a lot of the administration staff there is they all know it. The whole club knows it. It's just about they're all at different levels of ability, and some of them felt not quite confident enough to perform it at that level with those people of that ability to haka. So they chose another avenue, and that's fine. I mean, they were still part of it. They were still in that kowau māro formation that they did. They were still in there, and they were still backing their teammates who were doing it. So, again, they're doing all the right things. The Warriors are starting to really navigate tikanga Māori well at the same time, and I think that's part of the reason why they've turned the corner, Dale. I think, you know, the tikanga Māori has actually started to guide them in the right direction, and now they're becoming very successful. I just have to work out how I can get tikanga Māori into my mighty Manly Seagulls.
Yeah, so I thought you might. I was just I was just about to propose a ban on haka at Manly Warringah Sea Eagles. I'm looking forward to the day when the whole crowd rips into it together, you know, and being in such a short and dynamic haka, it's probably only 45 seconds or a minute long max. It's one that I think would ring around stadiums around the world. Beautiful. Okay, I'll let you go, Scotty, so you can get in your chair for the
Warriors to do it, bro.
Okay, mate.
For the Warriors crowd to do it.
Well, I'm looking forward to that as well. Gun climbing into your chair so you can read the news. Thanks very much, mate. Okay, mate. Thank you, Scotty.